Okay. Tell me about how did you end up coming to Ireland and to Cork? How did you decide on Cork?
Well, I came to Ireland first when I was 17, basically because Sean Doherty put the idea in my head that I should go over for a summer and go to the Willie Clancy Week and go around a few of the festivals. So I did that and I ended up staying a year and a half. And then I went back to Australia for 2 years and I've been back ever since. So I've lived in Kerry, Macroom, County Cork, and I've been in Galway for 3 years. And the reason I moved to Cork City is there's for years now I've wanted to study violin making. That's kind of what I wanted to do. And a year ago, I moved to Cork to study with a French man in Cork called Bertrand Gallin, study violin making. So that's what I'm doing.
You're actually making violins now at the moment.
I am, yeah.
What are your memories of coming to Ireland, of arriving in Cork? What were your first impressions of the city and its people?
I thought Cork was quite relaxed and a bit more like a village than a city. And I much prefer it to Dublin because it's a small town, really. I don't think of it as a city. And I find that it's quite very friendly because of that. I much prefer it to Galway because Galway is so touristy, and here it's not like that.
It's kind of like a gateway to West Cork, really. It's people don't really come to Cork, well, except for Shandon and other places in Cork or Blarney. They tend to go west of the county, really, and head for Bantry, places like Bantry and Glengariff and.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're right on the, you've got the whole of West Cork right there for you, which is, it's beautiful, and down into Kerry, and it's not too far up to Clare. So you might be, if they moved Cork up the west coast a bit, it would be better. But it's a good spot.